Zok the Mishnah Baita Masechtas Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Our Mishnah is going to explain the difference between the writing of Svarim. When our Mishnah says Svarim, the reference is to the Chav Dalet Kisvi HaKadosh, the five Chumashim, and the Nevi'im, Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, Yeshayah, Treyasar, and some say it also includes Kisuvim, Rus, Tehillim, Iev, Mishle, Keheles, Shirashirim, Echa, Daniel, Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Divri Hayami. That's what our Mishnah means when our Mishnah says Svarim. Tefillin u'mezuzos refers to the parshias of Tefillin and Mezuzos. Let's begin our Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, and this is the ninth in the series of Ein Beins. So like the Mishnah Ein, there is no difference between Svarim, between the 24 Kisvei HaKadosh, as we just explained, Litfilin and Mezuzos, to the parshias of Tefillin and Mezuzos, Ella only this halacha. Sheha Svarim, the Svarim of Tanakh, Nichtavin b'chaloshein. You can write them even not b'loshen HaKadosh. You can write them in other languages. As opposed to Tefillin and Mezuzos, Einu Nichtavis, they're not written, Ella Ashuris. The parshias of Tefillin and Mezuzos aren't kosher, unless they are written with Ksav Ashuris. Ashuris really means two things. One is the Lashon of Ashuris, which is Lashon HaKadosh, and also the Ksav Ashuris, the letters of the Aleph Beis. In other words, let's say you would write the Lashon HaKadosh word, but you would use English letters, Bereshis. You would say B-I-R-A-Y-S-H-I-S, or however you would spell Bereshis, it's not good. Ashuris means, again, two things. Lashon HaKadosh, and the letters of the Aleph Beis. And it has to be written according to the Halacha. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, he argues in the Tanakhama, who allows the Chav Dalet Svarim of Tanakh to be written in any language. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees, and he says, Af b'svarim, even when it comes to the Svarim, lo yitiru sheyakasvu. They were not matter for it to be written in any language besides for Lashon Kodesh. There's one language besides for Lashon Kodesh that you can write the Svarim with. And that's Yavanis. Ela Yavanis. And that's learned from the Pasuk. Yaft Elikim liyafes v'yishkin b'haleshem. Yaf Yusei shel yafes. The Lashon, Chazal praised the Lashon of Yavanis. The beauty of the language will be found in the tents of shame. But that's the only exception to the rule. Otherwise, it cannot be written in any other language. The Rambam says, at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillin, Halacha Yotesed, we don't have that Lashon Yevani that Chazal are talking about. Don't think if you opened a Greek dictionary or you learned the Greek letters, this is the Lashon Yevani that Chazal were referring to. We lost that Lashon. So in our Mishnah, we learned there's no difference between the writing of the Chav Dalet Svarim of Tanakh and the Parshias of Tefillin and Mezuzos, other than Svarim can be written b'chal lashon, Tefillin and Mezuzos have to be written Ashuris. That means Lashon HaKadosh and in the letters of Ashuris, the letters of Aleph Beis, the way Ashuris is written in, the Sefer Torah letters. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, I don't agree with the Tanakhama that you were allowed to write the other Svarim in any language. The only other language besides Lashon HaKadosh that you're allowed to write it would be Yevanis.